How many of you believe that your rural area public school is safe and not like those strange and weird big city schools? The truth may surprise you.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And I welcome you to the Thursday edition of Truth to Ponder. And I'm your host, Bob Bierman. A lot of ground to cover today. A number of stories. We'll get to the story about education and some of the weirdness that occurs even in the somewhat rural areas, and some weird stuff coming to a public school near you. We'll get to that shortly. I'm not going to talk too much about the ongoing show trial in New York City with Alvin Braggadocious, a moronic judge, a biased jury, and an in-the-tank, worthless press. I mean, it is what it is. And it's a story, as I've told you before. They may win against Trump in that courtroom, but in the long run, it will fail. The reason is they have no case. This is one of the most ridiculous cases that have ever been bought. Even a CNN analyst, I mean, CNN analyst is, you know, raising some questions. And that should be telling to all those that think that this trial is legit. This is an illegitimate trial, an illegitimate use of legal resources and the law. And everybody, and I mean everybody that participated in this, someday should face treason charges for what they're doing. Not just election interference, treason, because they know what they're doing. Nobody wanted to bring this case before Alvin Braggadocious decided to take it on. Matter of fact, he had turned it down a couple of times as ridiculous. This is like stretching the law in places you can't stretch it, but they're doing it. And so what she needed to do was to find an intellectually, morally bankrupt sewer to have the trial. Then you need to have an intellectually, morally, spiritually, and in every way compromised judge. Then you needed to have a morally compromised prosecutor. And then you needed the Justice Department and the White House to interfere, which they have. I mean, how does somebody that worked for the Justice Department suddenly just leave their wonderful post in the Justice Department to be available to help Fannie Willis and Alvin Bragg? I mean, this is, if yeah, collusion, sure. You know it and I know it. And then they try to, in their opening statement, say, oh, it's election interfering. I mean, they don't even know what they're charging the guy with. They're making this garbage up as they go along because these people should be disbarred and they should be put in prison, every stinking one of them. I don't care if you like Trump or not, but this is even worse than a banana republic in South America back in the 60s. This is worse than some tribal justice in the interior of Africa. I mean, this is incredibly insane. But they're doing it in a court of law. If I was a police officer in New York City, I'd resign. I wouldn't go anywhere near that courthouse because you are putting yourself in a position that you are endorsing this. This is sad. And Bragg's team tries to say it's a really big deal. And when you finally dig down into what they're trying to make you believe out of whole cloth, a total lie out of whole cloth, it comes down to somebody on a check written to an attorney, not Trump himself. Understand something. Do you think that Donald Trump signs every check in his business? I don't write that many checks for Truth to Ponder. I really don't. But there are several that I have to mail each month. I don't sign those checks. Everything's done electronically and coded. And what goes out in the mail or electronically has my signature. I sign something one time. And now when I mail a check out, it just prints signature included. Do you think a multi-billion dollar corporation might do something similar as Little Truth to Ponder does in writing checks? I do it so I can have some accounting built in to keep track of what's going on. It's better than trying to do it manually. And so somewhere along the way, an attorney sends a bill on an attorney letterhead or an attorney invoice, and somebody in the accounting department says, legal. That's what it looks like to me. And that's how it gets paid. Then they try to talk about election interference. The problem is most of this stuff happened after Trump was already elected. So how can you be interfering with an election after the fact? If anybody should be charged with election interference based on this kind of rubbish, it should be Hillary Clinton with her phony, fake, paid-for dossier by the Democrat Party. And then there's other stories. I mean, look, I'll just share this and then I'm going to move on. I don't have a whole lot. I don't want to spend a lot of time with this. There was a doorman that tried to sell a story when Trump was running for president about how he had fathered a child out of wedlock, which even the lamestream, idiotic, moronic, bought and paid for media figured out was false. But that guy got paid $30,000 to sell his story with a non-disclosure agreement to Trump. And like I say, the story was false. It never happened. But it was cheaper when you are a person like Donald Trump. $30,000 is a lot cheaper than the hundreds of thousands of dollars in legal fees and the bad publicity you have to undo. So the check was written for an NDA, non-disclosure agreement, and they bought the rights to the story where he could not put it into some other tabloid. These kind of NDAs in the media business, in Hollywood, in all kinds of businesses happen each and every day. When a CNN analyst says this is a crazy story, then you know it's really crazy. And my question is, how could somebody like Alvin Braggadocious ever consider taking a case that he knows ultimately when it goes down the road, he's going to look like a fool with egg on his face? There's nothing in this case. There is no case. It's just like the case against him for supposed fraud with business dealings. No victims. Nobody lost any money. Nobody was lied to. And this kind of stuff happens every day in New York and Los Angeles and Atlanta and in Chilhowee, Virginia. When people are selling a property, you may think this property is worth X and the other guy may think it's worth Y, and somewhere you meet in the middle. This is how real estate transactions have been going on since, as far as I can remember, and probably back to 1777 or before. I think the property's worth this, and you say it's worth that, and then you decide if you're going to take the offer. And all the banks were paid, and the banks would still love to do business with Donald Trump. But somehow they figured out he needs to pay $380-some-odd million plus, you know, expenses and interest to the state of New York for what? What's going to happen to New York is of Letitia James, just so you know. If this kind of nonsense continues, and you can rest assured that the millionaire and billionaire class are sitting on the sidelines saying, you know, I'm not sure if I want to invest in New York. A lot of companies that were going to invest in New York have already pulled out. And I wouldn't be surprised, because of how things work in business, they may decide it's not safe to do business. It doesn't matter what kind of silly promise Kathy Hochul made to anybody. I mean, let's be honest. Doesn't make any difference what promises were made by her. If they decide they don't like your politics, they're going to come after you. As long as you abide by their politics, you're safe. If you don't, remember Donald Trump, and we'll come after you too. And if you don't think that's what's going on, real quick story. Earlier this week, Joe Biden was up in, in Pittsburgh. And he stopped by a convenience store, a Sheetz convenience store. It's a family-run business. And unlike when Trump went to a convenience store or went to the Chick-fil-A in Atlanta in a very Democrat district, in a very Democrat community, where he was applauded. And the same like at the Bodega, where he was just applauded by the locals in Harlem. Biden got kind of a cold shoulder welcome, and people behind the counter were looking at their phones like, who is this buffoon? Well, the very next day, once again, Biden didn't look good in that visiting the store in Pittsburgh, where Trump looked great and he looked pretty bad. So what did they do the next day? Sheets has been hit with a lawsuit from the Department of Justice. You ready for this? It's about hiring processes. They're claiming discrimination because, see, the Sheets convenience store chain, they do criminal background checks on their employees. And, of course, the Equal Opportunity Employment Commission, they refer to ex-cons and felons as justice-involved individuals. I wish it were a joke, but it isn't, but that's what they call them. And so, because minorities in the black community tend to have a higher percentage of those that are arrested and incarcerated, another discussion for another day, more of those do not pass the background check. And so Merrick Garland, Grandma Garland's opinion now is it is racist because you're trying to find out if they have a criminal record. And so they are coming after them, and that's going to cost them how much in legal fees? And of course, the government's using taxpayer money, yours and mine, to pay for it, to go after a company. And that should be a lesson to all companies. When Biden comes in, you better put on a happy face or Merrick Garland will come after you. I mean, this is how bad it is. Now, the other day I shared a story about a youngster in Lexington, North Carolina, who was suspended for 3 days for using the term illegal alien during a vocabulary assignment in his English class. Now, let me make sure you understand the background of this story. The guy's name is Christian McGee, and he's a 16-year-old at this high school. And a assignment was given to use the word alien, just the word alien in your writing. And so he merely asked a question to make sure he understood the assignment. And he said, to his teacher, asking a question, real simple. Do you mean when you say alien like a space alien, or do you mean like an illegal alien without a green card? That's all he asked. And for that, he got a 3-day suspension for daring using the word illegal alien. And he said, I'm not speaking about Hispanics because there are a lot of other people that have green that don't have green cards. And by the way, illegal alien is an actual legal term, if he didn't know it. But it didn't make any difference to these morons and idiots at that school. It was offensive and disrespectful, and they're going to put this on his permanent record. This could cost him a scholarship. I know they're raising money for the lawsuit that he's going to file. I hope they crush everybody involved in this. I hope they, number one, clear the record. Have to pay dearly for the suspension. And financially be so beaten up. Not the school, but the individuals that dare deny him his rights. I'm saying don't sue the school. Sue anybody that said this was a good idea, like the assistant principal, the principal, maybe the school board, go after them personally. Don't let the school pay for it. Now, I asked a question at the beginning. Do you think that your school is safe? Now, we hear about these stories, you know, from Minneapolis or some big city, New York. Maybe even in Austin, Texas, which is kind of a blue place. Chicago, you'd expect this kind of stuff. In a fourth grade class at a Georgia elementary school, you may have heard about this. There was a little video shown to fourth graders. Now, I want to let you know that this particular school, I know where it is. It's near Winder, Georgia, that area. Not far from Atlanta, but still in the rural area. I know a lot of Atlanta's creeping out, and so do some of their bad influences. And so I know the area well. Used to be rural and friendly, but it's beginning to change. And see, what you have to understand is that these school districts have been co-opted by the left. I mean, they're running the schools now. They run the University of Georgia. They run where anybody is learning how to be a teacher in the larger colleges and universities. And so this wokeness is creeping in. Now, I'm going to just share a little bit of the video audio in two sections here. And it's only maybe less than a minute each segment, but I want you to listen. And I'm going to set this up. First, what you've got in this video, you've got these puppet dogs and a chicken and another dog and then a real person. And it's a bizarre video. And it's all about a dog that identifies as a cat. So listen carefully. And remember, and this one dog that identifies as a cat is wearing a rainbow collar. So you can kind of get the gist of what they're trying to push on these fourth graders.
Hi, I'm Gulliver, and this is Emmett.
Hey!
Oh, hi. I'm Barry.
Oh, hey!
We are so excited you're here. We could use another dog.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice collar.
Oh, thank you. I like it.
So, what do you want to do first? Find a chew toy? Chase our tail? I know. Let's sniff.
No, actually, I like to play with yarn. Yeah. It's
what?
Fun. Yeah. Yeah. Or I like to clean my paws like this. And you clean your face too. Yeah. Or we could practice purring like this.
Purring?
Yeah. And we could try to meow. 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 Like that. It's great fun. You should try it.
Why not?
Yeah, let's go.
Excuse me, would you? I have to go for a second. I'll be right back.
No problem.
Now, remember, this video is targeting basically 8, 9, and 10-year-old kids in a Georgia public school. Not one in some big city. It's not from Toronto, or it's not from some overseas place. No, it's right in little old northeast Georgia. And this particular video was made by a group that makes videos to encourage LGBTQ activism for young students, promotes pride parades and festivals for kids, has bought their programming to libraries to do live shows for children, and they have been pushing these little videos and little films to be shown to little children, and you can see what they're trying to get these children to understand. Number one, they had to get the little pride collar in. We have to be thoroughly accepting, like a young child really understands what that's all about. Of course, they want to make them guess if they're really a boy or girl. This is the sickness. This is the satanic sickness that is getting into our schools. And they want to affirm transgenderism. In other words, the ability to identify as something else. And we need to accept it without question. If somebody says I'm a girl when they're a boy, accept it. If somebody says that I'm a cat, accept it. If somebody says, it doesn't matter. We're supposed to now encourage mental illness and oftentimes demonic behavior. So you'd think that you get to the adult and the adult would be able to explain this to this other dog this is the other dog that's so confused about this dog that identifies as a cat. He's got to find the teacher. They got to find the teacher to say, there's something wrong here. And this is how the teacher responded when this little dog, I guess he identifies as a male dog. I'm just going to assume that. Maybe I shouldn't. But this is how the teacher responds after being asked this question.
Miss Madison?
Oh, hey, Gulliver, you're back. Did you find Barry?
Yeah, we've got to talk.
He seems like a nice guy.
Oh, great guy. He thinks he's a cat.
He thinks he's a cat?
Yeah. He's over there talking about yarn, purring, woof, and licking.
Well, that's okay, isn't it?
Well, I think you should talk to him.
About what?
Well, about being more like a dog.
Gulliver, you're really struggling with this.
It's weird.
It's not weird, just different.
Yeah.
I couldn't ask Barry to change who he is. That would make him really sad.
Yeah, but...
Gulliver, accepting people for who they are is a very important skill.
Yes.
We accept you for who you are.
Yes. That's different. I'm a dog who acts like a dog. Well, that's normal.
Not normal, just more common.
I don't understand.
It's okay to have questions. Questions are good if they help you to accept someone for who they are.
Now, when this particular video got out, or I should say, when parents and other people found out that the Bramit Elementary School was actually sharing this video with their fourth and fifth grade classes, the principal, named Todd Gracian, he decided to do some, shall we say, damage control. And I've read this thing twice, actually three times now, probably going to the fourth when I read it to you. These are weasel words. Nothing more than weasel words and damage control. Because, well, let me share what he wrote. He said the Bramit Elementary Administration Team and the BCSS District Office are aware of the social media post regarding a video that was shown to the fourth and fifth grade students at Bramlett Elementary. We have taken the necessary steps to remove the video from any future lessons. The focus of the lesson presented to our students was on accepting the differences in one another to promote kindness. The lesson was not intended to promote a specific agenda or ideology. Well, let me stop right there. What an idiot principal. Mr. Todd Gracian, you're a moron. You're a liar. You're filth. And here's why. I watched the video. And with the rainbow collar and everything else going on in the background of the video, it is pushing the LGBTQ agenda. If you can't see that, then you are blind and you should resign your job, Mr. Principal Todd Gracian. You're unfit to be anywhere near kids under the age of 70. I'm getting sick of this. Weasel words, just weasel words. Because, see, the truth is, they really believed in this agenda. They just got caught. Let me say it again. That administration, they knew what they were doing. They know the teachers they hire. They understand what they're doing. They were trained in the public system of education in colleges and universities. These are compromised, immoral, decrepit, despicable individuals. And the only reason he's apologizing, the lesson was not intended to promote a specific agenda. Yeah, it was. The organization that produced the video is blatantly clear. I mean, really, really clear what they stand for. They stand for LGBTQ and trans equality. They're trying to push this stuff on younger and younger generations of children. They don't even try to hide it. And if you didn't notice that when you started to put the video out there, then none of you are fit to even be in that school. The folks down in that part of Georgia where Bramlett Elementary is, they need a new school board. They need a new principal. They need to clean house. And of course, the weasel words continued. We acknowledge the video was used in a lesson may have not been the best choice. Well, it was a choice and you had it and you blew it. As a result of this experience, in other words, because we got caught, all future classroom guidance lessons will be shared and made available to families to review prior to being taught. Therefore, a family that wishes to opt their student out will have the opportunity to do so. And this change will be reflected in our student handbook that is distributed to all families so everybody's aware of the new school-based policy. Thank you for your continued support. No, you shouldn't support that school. You should be demanding the firing of anybody that bought that video in. Anything less is a disservice. And you think, well, I'm safe in my school district. I'm here in a little town in South Carolina or Mississippi or Tennessee or Indiana. No, that you're not. Because one by one, as the old guard teachers have retired out, this new crop, and the only way I can put it, it's kind of like a little invasion. They come in as sleeper cells into your school. And once there are enough of them there, they begin to take over to change things. And they're hoping that parents that don't even know who their school board members are, that know nothing about what their schools are doing, because they're so busy working their two jobs and paying their car payments and their mortgages or rents, whatever, and dealing with life and always too tired to worry about anything and busy playing on Facebook and anything else. They don't know what's going on in their schools. They're assuming everything's good because we live in a small town. I may have to commute to Atlanta because I don't want my kids in a Fulton County school. No, can't have that. So we're going to live up here in a nice little town like Bramlett or maybe Winder, Barrow, Georgia, somewhere, you know. Yeah, it's an hour away, but it's worth it for a better life for my kids. And the Satanists are already there, waiting to get to your kids while you worry about your long commute every day. This is happening everywhere. One by one, day by day, location by location. Why do you think I talk so much about churches getting involved with education? And I've heard it all before, and I've argued this with people.
Oh, I couldn't homeschool. I need to work.
No, you need to take care of your kids. And don't trust the government to educate your children anymore. You're a reprobate parent if you have a school where this kind of stuff's going on and you're not pulling your kid out. Churches, I don't want to hear you don't have the money. I really don't want to hear it anymore. I'm sick of it. I know too many churches where people think giving their $5 or $10 a week is all we got to do and we'll support the church. No, it's called 10%. Tithe it, people. If you did, then we could make a difference. But no, you're not making a difference because you don't care. It's all about you, your family, your house, your car, your vacations. And the church is an afterthought. If I can spare a little change. And you wonder why this world is going to hell in a handbasket because the church is impotent, worthless, and lazy. I'm sick of it. I truly am. I'll share a few more thoughts in a couple of minutes. Want to thank those that are listening and letting me know you're listening to WTWW. Had a couple of great emails from people listening on 9475 kilohertz. Others that listen on 5085, and we'd like to expand it even earlier in the day. It won't be but next week. We got to start mailing off some checks, so your help is going to be needed if we're going to stay on WTWW. And also to stay on WRMI, which is our flagship. This is where we started. I'm a believer in shortwave. And we've got some exciting programs coming up next week, some guests. I can't wait to share. If you believe in our mission and ministry, would you consider maybe supporting us for the first time? Even that $1, that $5, it makes a difference. If you can, you can go to our website, truth2ponder.com. There's a way to support us from there. Look on the menu. Or make a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio. Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510. Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, Virginia, 24319. Once again, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, Virginia. Zip code is 24319. 24319. I'll give you that address again in just about 2 minutes.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
Practicing your turns. Shalom Aleichem. This is the nice Jewish boy, Jonathan Kahn, your Jewish connection, bringing you the riches of your Jewish roots in Jesus. Now get your pen out as fast as you can so you don't miss out on receiving a special free gift you're going to get and love in a moment. Shuvi. Very important word in the Hebrew scriptures. Try it. Shuvi. It means return or simply turn. So God uses a lot, calls us to turn away from sin and to turn to Him. So repentance and salvation and forgiveness and all the blessings, reconciliation and restoration, all linked to the act of turning. There's one little act. To turn is crucial. And can turn your life from a curse into a blessing. So how do you turn? In the natural, it begins by using your neck. And so the Lord was never happy with stiff-necked people. How about you? How's your neck doing? Have you been having trouble turning it lately, my friend? Changing? Turning away from sin? Turning to God? Well, my friend, let's begin changing that right now. Let's begin loosening up. Let's begin practicing your turns. Yes, you, my friend, right there. You, let's do it. Exercise here. First, get that neck loose. Go ahead. Let's practice. Turn to your right. Go ahead. You can do it. Good. Now to your left. Good. Now to your right and to your left. Back and forth. Go ahead. Loosen that up. Good. How does that feel? Getting a little less stiff already? Now, listen, you can use this important secret at key times. For instance, you find yourself looking at that temptation. Use your neck. Turn away. You're sitting around watching television. You can use your neck. Turn away from the television. Turn to the Bible. And once you start practicing these little turns, it becomes easier and easier to make bigger turns away from sin and to the Lord. Shuvi, says the Lord, return to joy and to purity and to restoration and blessing. It's really as simple as turning your neck. One more, ask for the great anti-sin device. Now, the free gift for you. From the sands of Judea to the awesome wings of the cherubim, the amazing mystery of the temple doors. You'll love it. And sapphire is guaranteed to bless your socks off. How do you get these free gifts? How do you get the gifts free? Easy. Just remember Jesus' real Hebrew name, Yeshua, and dial it. That's it. Just dial Yeshua. 1-800-YESHUA-1. You'll be blessed, but call now. 1-800-YESHUA-1. I invite you to minister with me, together bringing salvation to God's chosen people, Israel, and to the unreached peoples of every nation of five continents with over 1 billion people. Just call now for the Great Commission. 1-800-YESHUA-1. That's YESHUA-1. Now you can write me direct. Here's how. The Nice Jewish Boy at Box 1111 in Lodi, L-O-D-I, New Jersey, 07644. It's a Nice Jewish Boy. It's Box 1111. It's in Lodi, L-O-D-I, New Jersey, 07644. Well, till next time, this is Jonathan Kahn saying Shalom Alechem, and turn that neck, my friend, in Messiah, Sar Chaim, the Prince of Life.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And welcome back to part two of our Thursday edition of Truth to Ponder. I'm your host, Bob Bierman. Real quick, that address again to contact us, you can go to our website, truth2ponder.com, truth2ponder.com. You got to hunt a little bit and look for a page that says support, and you can support us from there. I'd love to hear from you by email on how you listen, and I keep promising you I'm not trying to develop some email list to just inundate you with emails. I'm not going to do that. My personal address is bob@truth2ponder.com, bob@truth2ponder.com. The mailing address, you can make a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510. That's Post Office Box 510, Chilhowee, Virginia, 24319. Once again, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowee, Virginia, 24319. Chilhowee is spelled C-H-I-L-H-O-W-I-E. P.O. Box 510, Chilhowee, 24319. Keep me in prayer next week. We're trying to get a lot of radio shows done. I have surgery next Tuesday, so your prayers are appreciated. And I'll let you know more by the end of next week, because we're going to try to take a day or two off if we can. And that's why we're recording all the programs in advance. To get these programs done, it takes some help. And if it wasn't for Jim Calhoun, I really don't know what I'd do. And so Jim has assembled a segment to share today. And so, Jim, I'm going to turn the microphone over to you to share what's on your heart and mind.
Thanks, Bob. Once again, it's great to be back on Truth to Ponder. Well, today I'm going to be going in several different directions, but hopefully I'm going to end up at the same place. We'll see how well I can accomplish that. Most people already know that it's obvious to everyone that anything that they see or anything they're a part of had a beginning. But it's awful hard for people to see a new beginning or something new to take the place of something that they no longer deem as serving their needs. And it seems throughout the world, we've become basically complainers, that we complain about the status quo. We complain about some of the different organizations and institutions. We complain about how bad they are and how they need to change. And where I stand on all of this complaining and all of the people that are pointing out the obvious flaws that are everywhere is that I think it's time for a new beginning in lots of ways. There are going to be institutions and organizations and personal things, governmental things, things concerning the church. There's an awful lot of things that have been established a long time, and they've done a lot of good and are still doing good. But a lot of institutions and organizations have been infiltrated by this woke mentality, or they have served their purpose and they're just kind of hanging on. And sometimes if you patch something up, it'll work for a while. If you rebuild it really well, it'll work for another generation or so. But it seems that a lot of our institutions and organizations have been patched and rebuilt so much that it's just time to retire them. They no longer are serving a purpose, or they're not efficient at serving the purpose that they were meant to serve. And I'm talking about everything, whether it be a fraternal organization or an institution, a government agency. I think that the time is right worldwide for what I call we the people of the world, humanity. It's time for humanity as a whole to take stock of what's here as far as the organizations and institutions that are no longer efficient or are no longer purposeful or are servicing anybody at all. I think that worldwide it's time for new organizations that are going to meet the needs of the modern people in modern times, which are very perilous. I think it's time that we come to grips with the way things are, as opposed to how we want them to be. And we see a lot of organizations that, I'm going to pick on some institutions, for example, most of the Ivy League schools were formed by devout Christians that wanted to have a divinity school. They wanted to train pastors to go out and spread the gospel. And they also wanted to have higher education. And so you have schools like Harvard and Yale and some of the other Ivy League schools that have their roots in Christianity. And while they still maintain that they are staying true to their identity, the Ivy League schools have totally changed out from under what they were originally purposed for. And some are openly anti-Christian. And their administration definitely is on most of them. And they're full of secret societies, and they've been taken over. They've been co-opted. They've been broken and patched and broken and patched. And now what we have is just schools that are graduating people that are indoctrinated into one political persuasion. And since they're graduates of said school, they get preferential treatment and they get tutored and they get elected to some lower office, and then they go through the ranks. And we have tons of corrupt politicians that are coming out of these schools. But these schools had a genesis. A person or a group of people had a dream of actually doing good. And when those schools were formed, they did an awful lot of good. But along the way, they were corrupted and they were broken. And the same could be said about, I'd say, 90% or more of the organizations started out with good intentions and did absolutely wonderful, but they morphed into something that they were never intended to be. A lot of us are members of fraternal organizations or denominations or some other group that has strayed out from under us. There are some denominations that are openly conducting gay marriage and condoning transgenderism and flying rainbow flags. And one little rabbit trail is that United States embassies throughout the world were flying rainbow flags along with the United States flag. And it seems that our government has been taken over by transgenders or homosexuals. That is the group of choice. That is the group that has power. And this offended a lot of countries, and so embassies were told not to fly those flags anymore. So there are some countries that are going to stand up to it. And by the way, there's over 140 days commemorating homosexuality or transgenderism in the United States. 140 days to honor that. And so don't tell me that things haven't changed and things haven't been taken over and co-opted and changed out from under us. But I want to get back to the denominations. You have a group of people that are in a city far away, most likely, that decide by a vote that they are now going to condone or allow a certain behavior or a certain thing to happen within the walls of their churches. It's going to be blessed or sanctified. Now, on the surface, you know how wrong this is, that a group of men or women are getting together and deciding, and it's not something that comes from the Word of God. There are some denominations that are allowing drag queens to come in and talk to their Sunday schools. And of course, in my opinion, these are not churches of God. They're not houses of God at all. But I think that when God is in those houses, it's because the people that attend bring him. God does not live in a church. He lives in your heart. But if you are a member of one of these churches that go off the rails, you don't have to go join another denomination that possibly may do the same thing in the future or doesn't line up with the Bible. And so I would suggest that you start a home church and keep it extremely Bible-based and Jesus-centered. And read the Word of God and discuss the Word of God. And instead of having fire and smoke and music shows and a concert, have true praise and worship. Praise for Almighty God and true worship. That's a perfect example of starting something when there is a need. And that goes for fraternal organizations and government and all these other institutions. If they're broken beyond repair and they're not serving you, it's time for you to do what you need to do. I have a friend that I've made through the radio that is a member of the American Legion. And the American Legion does not allow certain topics to be talked about. And the group he's in basically have their head in the sand. They don't think there's anything wrong. They don't think there was a stolen election. They think everything's just perfect. And my friend sees things for how they really are, and he's real frustrated. And the next time I visit with him by email, I'm going to suggest that he seek out like-minded veterans that are not being served by their local American Legion anyway. And they can at least go out for coffee or get together once in a while and have a loose-knit organization that's actually going to be of value to them. I'm not saying the American Legion has no value. I'm just saying that this certain area, there are some veterans that feel like they're totally on the outside because the people that belong to that particular American Legion are just totally asleep. And I have to admit that when you are awake, it is so hard to be around people who are asleep because the people who are asleep are so judgmental and they're so fast to pull out the talking points that they hear on the news. I think it's kind of hilarious in a way when someone starts talking to me trying to tell me something and it's just nothing but regurgitated mainstream news. I've had people tell me Russia started the Ukrainian war. And I say, well, actually it was started in 2014 with a coup and they don't even believe me. As a matter of fact, I've told people who were asleep about the massacre at the Crocus City Hall in Moscow. And they accuse me of making it up for the radio. Just need something to talk about on the radio, so you made that up. It's really, really hard to be around people like that. And unfortunately, the people who are awake have to suffer these fools. And I hate to say this, but I don't suffer fools real well. I don't get mad. I just kind of walk away. But we have a whole world full of people who are asleep that are in organizations or in charge of organizations. And I do believe God is separating the sheep from the goats. And I do think it's time for the sheep to do their part and help God with the separation. I'm not meaning in a bad way, but if God is separating the sheep from the sheep need to get together is what I'm saying. We don't need to walk back into the goats. We can go back into the goats if we want to try to turn some of them into sheep. That's a whole different story, but just living with goats when we should be living with sheep is something that we need to really consider. But I would have to say that unhappiness is at an all-time high in the United States. I don't know of any time period in my lifetime I've seen so many unhappy people. So much anger, so much rage, so much insanity. I've never seen anything like this. And I, for one, have kind of checked out of this world. I am living on this earth, but I'm not of this world, not at all. And since I have done that on a large scale, I can't tell you how much happier I am, how much more peace I have, that I've unplugged from this insanity. I'm watching it, and I'm reporting on it, and I'm trying to warn others of the pitfalls that I see that are out there every day. But since I've strengthened my walk with Jesus, and I take my problems directly to God, and I'm not relying on organizations or institutions, I'm relying on my relationship and my faith, I'm much happier. And I can honestly say I'm not worried about anything. And sometimes that kind of bothers me that I seem to have no worries, because sometimes worry is like pain. It'll keep you from getting hurt. If you feel a slight pain, well, you know there's more pain if you keep doing what you're doing, and so you'll stop. Well, if you don't have any worries, and if you happen to be going down the wrong path, well, what's to stop you from going farther down that path if you don't get worried about it? I understand that, but I placed all of my confidence in God, and so I have no worries about anything. If I should die tonight, I don't have any worries about that. I don't worry about anything. I really don't worry about anything anymore, because I see the big picture, and I see just how small I am and how small of a part I am in the picture, but I also know I have a part to play, and I'm put here to be an encourager. That's my purpose here. That's what God has put on my heart. And I want to encourage people that they don't have to keep banging their head against the wall, trying to change an organization or institution or fight it. Just step away from it and start your own group, start your own support group, start things at grassroots level. And I'm going to add here, if you do start something at a grassroots level, please be careful of where you take it. There are so many people that I know personally that have done business on the social media sites. And they might put a picture up, or they might put a forward up. They might repost something. And all of a sudden, they're flagged, and they're banned, or they're either outright banned or shadow banned or blocked, or they go to jail, and they have their account suspended. And there are people that are building relationships. They're building their life. They're building businesses. They're building organizations on these platforms only to have the rug pulled out from under them. So if you do have an organization or start one, I would ask that you consider what I'm doing. I'm doing everything the way it was done before Facebook, before Twitter, before any of these social media places, before the internet was even formed. I've been told 100 times, you'll never stay on the air if you don't have a presence on social media, because that's where it's at. You have to be on social media. And I always reply, if I was on traditional social media, I would last for maybe 20 or 30 minutes before I would be flagged, banned, or outlawed, because I'm going to give people my opinion. And unfortunately, if you say that something is wrong when it is wrong, and unfortunately, if you go against the modern narrative of the lies and deception, well, all of a sudden you're the one that are spreading lies. Like during COVID, if you said that the vaccine was harmful, they would deplatform you and ban you and shut you down and say you are spreading false information. While country after country is slowly and silently banning these so-called vaccines because it's killing so many of their citizens. But that doesn't make the news, does it? And if you would report that on social media, they'd flag you. That's disinformation. And so why build on a house of sand? The Bible's very clear to have a firm foundation. And a firm foundation does not include being banned or blocked or outlawed or whatever they would do to you, deplatform you. And so make your own platform. That's what I've done. I don't know how many listeners I actually have. I have thousands, I know that. I might have hundreds of thousands more if I said the right things and did the right things and kept myself in the good graces of the social media, but of course I wouldn't do that. And so what I built for myself as far as people contacting me is real. And no one can shut me off from contacting them and them from contacting me. And so if you build an organization, take into account that you want to have an organization that's built on solid rock. So first of all, you would build it on biblical principles and you'd want to be in God's will. But don't give power to what I'm going to consider the enemy here. Because these social media sites have hurt more people, damage so many people by giving false information, and also from banning people that were actually saving lives. Do you realize that the frontline doctors were saving lives during the worst part of COVID? And the frontline doctors were banned, and they were ridiculed, and some of the best doctors in the world were banned and ridiculed. Many doctors lost their practice. And some of them did have their license taken away, all because they went against the narrative. So there again, the medical associations are letting us down. It's time for a group of doctors, like the frontline doctors, to rewrite the books, to start new organizations. And I do believe the frontline doctors is an organization now. And I do believe there's a group of doctors that are doing what I'm suggesting here. They're starting fresh, and they're staying away from the traditional AMA and other organizations that basically sold out. Money talks, and the pharmaceuticals have money, and so what they say generally goes. And I'm glad that we're having some professional people that are standing up to that, and they're starting organizations. And so what I want you to get out of this episode is that all is only lost if we do nothing about it. If all we do is sit and complain when we could be actively organizing or actively starting a new organization or finding an organization that is functional, that's not broken, that we can join and be a part of. But it takes action on our part other than just sitting back and complaining. I did an episode on my show a couple weeks ago called When There's a Will, There's a Way. And I do believe that applies here. All is not lost unless we totally give up and don't take the bull by the horns and take charge of things. And I happen to think that the audience of Truth to Ponder is extremely intelligent, way above average, and also is motivated. And so I'm hoping that the right ears hear this show today and consider my words. It's time for all good people to stick together, and it's time for all good people to act instead of just sit back and be a punching bag or be ignored or mistreated in some way. It's time that we stood up and took control of the situation. We need to do that one day at a time and one organization at a time. And in closing, I'm going to mention there have been organizations such as the Boy Scouts, that have been corrupted, that have been changed and altered through the years. And I know that you do have the Royal Rangers and you have some alternative groups. But if you happen to have young boys in your community and you're a mentor, why not start another group? Why not start another organization that's similar to where you go out and study the great outdoors and go hiking and do things without having any ties to anything that's corrupt? We can't look at an organization and say, well, that's gone to the dogs. I guess there's nothing for us to have here. The right attitude is, well, that's gone to the dogs, so let's start something new. Again, I hope that the right people heard this today. And I do appreciate Bob allowing me to speak to his great audience. And so until next segment, everyone, stay alert, stay teachable, and never ever forget, replace fear with faith. Now back to Bob.
Well, Jim, thank you so much, and you did it. You went into multiple directions, and you did tie it all back to a common point. Thank you so much for being on the program today. You'll hear Jim again next week a few times on this program, sharing with me. And I want to thank you for sharing with me, those that support this radio ministry. There's a lot going on in the background, and I'm excited to share what we're doing. One of my projects is building a local radio station here in Southwest Virginia. Now, I know if you live in Nebraska or Mississippi, you're not going to hear it, at least on your FM radio, unless you happen to be visiting around Chilhowie or Marion, Virginia. But our plan when it is completed is to put it online so you can hear some music you just don't hear anymore on Christian radio. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not anti all new music. A matter of fact, there's a lot of great new music out there, even contemporary, that is Christ-centered. But a lot of it, in my opinion, it's just thin. No theology, no real worship, no real praise, no real story. It's all about me and what I want and my feelings. And so the plan with this little radio station is to have a mixture of just a variety of great Christian music, some teaching programs, and overall just to be an edification to you and your life. And I really pray that it'll reach the people in this community and be a part of the outreach of the local church that I pastor. Now, this radio program, Truth to Ponder, we're heading toward our fourth anniversary come August. Hard to believe. And it's because of your faithful support each month. We're now on WTWW, which has increased the monthly charges, very much so. And it looks like we can stay on. And if those that are listening on WTWW for the first time, we considered maybe supporting us $5 or $10 a month. You can even do it online. Make it real easy. Or if you prefer, make a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio. Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510. That's Post Office Box 510. Chilhowie, 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 Virginia, 24319. You can also support us from the website, truth2ponder.com. Look for the support page. Gives you all the information you need. We use Give, Send, Go for online giving. Or a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, Virginia, 24319. That's 24319. See you again tomorrow.
This has been Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman. To find out more, visit our website, truth2ponder.com. That's truth2ponder.com. Truth to Ponder, shining the light of truth in a darkening world.